来看撒母耳记上。
First Samuel chapter 1.
撒母耳记上第一章。
We read from verse 24.
我们从第二十四节读起。
First Samuel chapter 1, verse 24.
撒母耳记上第一章第二十四节。
And she took him up with her. The she here is Hannah, and the him is Samuel. And Hannah took Samuel up with her when she had weaned him, with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a flex of wine, and brought him to the house of Jehovah to Shiloh.And the boy was young. And they slaughtered the bullock and brought the boy to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I'm the woman that stood by thee here to pray to Jehovah. For this boy I pray, and Jehovah has granted me my petition.Which I asked of him, and also I have lent him to Jehovah all the days that he lives. He is lent to Jehovah, and he worshiped Jehovah there.
撒母耳记上第一章第二十四节，既断了奶，就把孩子带上示罗，到了耶和华的殿，就带了三只公牛，一依法细面，一皮带酒。那时孩子还小，宰了一只公牛，就领孩子到以利面前。妇人说：“主啊，我敢在你面前起誓，从前在你这里站着祈求耶和华的那妇人就是我。我祈求为要这只孩子，耶和华已将我所求的赐给我了，所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华，预示在那里敬拜耶和华。”
Chapter 3，
第三章。
We read from verse 1.
我们从第一节读起。
Through verse 10.
一直读到第十节。
And the boy Samuel ministered to Jehovah before Eli. And the word of Jehovah was rare in those days. A vision was not frequent. And it came to pass.At that time, when Eli lay in his place, now his eyes began to grow dim. He could not see. And the lamp of God had not yet gone out. And Samuel lay in the temple of Jehovah, where the ark of God was, that Jehovah called to Samuel. And he said, Here am I. And he ran to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me.And he said, I did not call. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. And Jehovah called again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I did not call. My son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know Jehovah. Neither had the word of Jehovah yet being revealed to him. And Jehovah called again the third time, Samuel. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And Eli perceived that Jehovah was calling the boy. And Eli said to Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Jehovah.For thy servants hear it. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And Jehovah came and called as at the other time, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, Speak, for thy servants hear it.
撒母耳记上第三章第一节，从此撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华。当那些日子，耶和华的言语细少，不常有末世。一日，以利 睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不分明。神的灯在神耶和华殿内月柜那里，还没有熄灭。撒母耳已经睡了。耶和华呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳说：“我在这里。”就跑到以利那里说：“你呼唤我，我在这里。”以利回答说：“我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。”他就去睡了。耶和华又呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说：“你呼唤我，我在这里。”以利回答说：“我的儿，我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。”那时撒母耳还未认识耶和华，也未知耶和华的默示。耶和华第三次呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说：“你又呼唤我，我在这里。”以利才明白是耶和华呼唤童子，因此以利对撒母耳说：“你能去睡吧。若再呼唤你，你就说：耶和华，请说，仆人尽心。”撒母耳就去，仍睡在原处。耶和华又来站着，向前三次呼唤说：“撒母耳啊，撒母耳啊！”撒母耳回答说：“请说，仆人尽心。”
May we have a further word of prayer?
让我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gather together in Thy presence,
亲爱的主，当我们在你的同在之下一同聚集，
Our hearts are full of gratitude.
我们的心满了感戴。
We thank Thee for Thy amazing love for us.
我们谢谢你对我们奇妙的爱。
That Thou should die for us.
叫你为我们受死。
That Thou should give Thy own life to us.
你为我们把你自己的生命舍了。
And Thou dost love us.Even to the uttermost.
你实在是爱我们，爱到极处。
Lord, as we are here before Thee,
主啊，今天早上我们在这里。
Our hearts long to hear Thy voice.
我们的心实在盼望能够听见你的声音。
Speak to us as Thou didst speak to Samuel.
主啊，求你向我们说话，就像你向撒母耳说话一样。
Call us to be what Thou want us to be.
主啊，求你呼召我们，叫我们能够成为你要我们所成为的。
May Thy name be glorified in our lives.
愿你的名在我们的生命里面得着荣耀。
And may Thy work be done.
让你的功能够成就。
We ask in Thy precious name.
我们这样祷告是靠主宝贝的名。
Amen. Last night we mentioned that we will spend our time together.This time on Samuel.
昨天晚上我们说过，这次的聚会我们一同要来看撒母耳。
We are interested in Samuel.
我们对撒母耳很有兴趣。
Not because just we want to know his story.
我们不是单单要知道他的故事。
But because Samuel illustrates to us important.
因为撒母耳给我们看见一个非常重要的原则。
Samuel is an epoch making vessel of God.
撒母耳是神所用的一个转移时代的器皿。
Through Samuel, God changed the time of the judges to the time of the kings.
借着撒母耳，神就能够把以色列人从士师时代转到君王时代。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we realize that today we are on the verge of another big change.
我们知道今天我们也是活在一个时候是快要面对一个很大的改变的。
Thank God we have been in this age of grace for over 2,000 years.
感谢神，我们在这个恩典的时代已经有大概2000年了。
The time has been long.
时间好像很长。
It tells us of the long patience of God.
这实在给我们看见神的忍耐。
Because He does not want any to perish, but everyone to believe unto eternal life.
因为神不愿意一人灭亡，乃是愿意所有的人都相信他得着永生。
But this time of grace is coming to an end.
但是这一段恩典的时间快要完结。
Because our Lord Jesus.Is coming again.
因为我们主耶稣快要再来。
In at his first coming, he brought in grace.
主耶稣第一次来，他乃是带来恩典。
Now at his second coming,
主耶稣第二次来，
he will on the one hand judge this world.
一方面他要审判这个世界。
And on the other hand, he will come to receive his own unto himself.
另外一方面，他要迎接那些属乎他的人。
The time of grace is almost over.
恩典的时代快要完了。
And the time of justice, righteousness is coming upon this earth.
公义和审判的时候就要临到这个世界。
But for the change of time,
但是要转移时间，
it is God's way always to find some vessel that He can use.
神的方法乃是要找一些的器皿是他能够使用的。
So that he can make the change.
叫他能够完成这个改变。
And as in the time of Samuel,
就好像在撒母耳那个时代，
God raised up Samuel to be that epoch-making vessel.
神兴起撒母耳做一个转移时代的器皿。
So in our days,
所以在我们这段的时间，
we believe that God is looking for a corporate epoch-making vessel.
我们相信神今天在寻找一个转移时代身体的器皿。
God wants to have a number of people.
神愿意有一般的人。
Who will be like Samuel.
他们好像撒母耳一样。
That God can use to change the time.
是神能够使用来改变时代的。
To bring in the king.
来带进君王。
To bring in the kingdom of God.
来带进神的国度。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
we find in the life of Samuel,
我们就看见撒母耳的生命,
we can learn why God used Samuel.
我们就能够学习知道为什么神能够使用他。
And by the grace of God, we hope that he will use us in the same way.
靠着神的恩典, 我们也盼望神能够同样的来使用我们。
Last evening,We mentioned about the birth of Samuel.
昨天晚上我们讲到撒母耳的诞生。
Samuel was born supernaturally.
撒母耳的诞生乃是超然的。
Because his mother Hannah was barren.
因为他的母亲哈拿是不能生育的。
But through travailing prayer.
但是因着趁那些经过惨难的祷告。
Hannah began to realize.
哈拿就知道了
that God also had a need.
神也有一个的需要
and she prayed to God.
他就向神祷告
If you will give me a son,
你如果赐给我一个儿子
I will lend it to you.
我就要把它归给你
And God answered her prayer.
神就答应了他的祷告
And Samuel was born.
撒母耳就生下来了
You know, Samuel means ask for of God.
撒母耳的意思就是求告神
And Hannah means grace.
哈拿的意思就是恩典
Now in the same way,
同样的
you will find God is working in our life.
你看见神在我们的生命里面也是这样的工作
We were born once of the flesh.
我们头一次出生是从肉体生的。
But thank God we are being born again.
但是感谢神我们是重生的人。
The second birth is supernatural.
第二次的出生乃是超然的。
It is because of the finished work of our Lord Jesus.
因为我们主耶稣已经完成的救赎。
So the Holy Spirit is able to beget us.
所以圣灵就能够重生我们了。
Into new life.
在我们这座新的生命
So in a sense Our birth is like Samuel
所以从一方面来说我们的出生就好像撒母耳一样
But remember Samuel was born for a purpose
但是要记得撒母耳生下来乃是有一个目的的
He was not born just for his mother
他生下来不是为着他的母亲的
He was not born just for himself
他生下来不是单为他自己的
He was born for the will of God
他生下来乃是为着神的心意的
So before he was born
所以在他出生以前
His mother made a vow
他的母亲就许了一个愿
It is the vow of the Nazarite
这就是拿细尔人的愿
That the child to be bornis to be a Nazarite for life.
这个孩子生下来就是要一生做拿细尔人的。
A Nazarite is one who devotes his life to God.
拿细尔人就是一生献给耶和华的。
A Nazarite is one who lives for God.
这个拿细尔人是为神而活的。
Whatever God may use the Nazarite,
神如何的用他。
The principle is he lived for God.
那个原则就是他乌是为神而活的。
And Samuel is a Nazarite for life.
撒母耳是一生做拿细耳人的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
we believe that this happened to all of us in the same way.
我们相信在我们的身上也发生了这样的事。
We are not only supernaturally born again.
我们不但是超然的被重生了。
But we are born for a purpose.
我们生下来乃是有个目的的。
We are born to be a Nazarite for life.
我们生下来是要一生做拿细耳人的。
To be separated from everything.
是要与一切被分别出来的。
Separated from the world.
是要从世界里面被分别出来的。
Separated even from ourselves.
就是从自己里面被分别出来的。
And to be wholly given to God.
叫我们能够成为圣洁献给神的。
Allowing God to work out his purpose in our life.
让神在我们的生命里面能够行出他的旨意。
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
do you realize that you are born a Nazarite?
你知不知道你生下来是做拿细耳人的?
You are born again to be a Nazarite for life.
你这个重生乃是要你一生做拿细耳人。
As we mentioned last night,
昨天晚上我们说过,
by his right of redemption,
经过神救赎的权利,
he can claim us to live for him.
他可以要得着我们来为他而活。
But he would rather persuade us by his love.
但是他宁愿用他的爱来帅服我们。
He wants to use his love to constrain us.
他要用他的爱来激励我们。
That we may voluntarily give ourselves to him.
叫我们自动乐意地把自己献给他。
And allow him to work out his full salvation in us.
让他能够在我们的身上完成他完全的救恩。
And so God's purpose may be done in us.
叫神的旨意在我们的身上能够通行。
Now this morning we would like to go a little bit further.
今天早上我们要再多看一点。
And it is about the making or the training of an epoch making vessel.
这就是要作为一个转移时代器皿的人所需要受的训练。
Samuel was born.
撒母耳生下来。
He was born a Nazarite.
他生下来是个拿细耳人。
But to be that epoch making vessel.
但是要作为一个转移时代的器皿。
Needs something more than just being born.
就需要比生下来还要多一点。
Needs more than just be called and elected.
不单他需要蒙召被拣选。
We find that to be really to be an epoch making vessel.
要作为真的一个转移时代的器皿。
There is certain training, certain discipline that needs to be done in that life.
不需要受一些的训练和管教。
So generally speaking, brothers and sisters,
大致上来说，弟兄姊妹们,
every one of you is born a Nazarite.
我们每一个人都是生下来做拿细耳人的。
And God's purpose in each of your life,
神的心意在我们每一个人的身上,
is that you may be in that epoch making vessel.
乃是要我们都做转移时代的器皿。
You may be the one,
你就是那一个,
that will bring in the king.
能够带进君王的。
And what a glorious work that is.
这是何等荣耀的工作。
Are you expecting the Lord to come again?
你是不是在等候主耶稣再来呢？
Are you waiting for the kingdom of God?
你是不是在等候神的国度呢？
And what a work is entrusted to such people.
神是把何等的工作交托于这样的人。
And you are elected to be such.
你被拣选做这样的人。
But then you need to make your election and calling sure.
但是你要对你的蒙召和拣选有把握。
That is, you need to go through certain training.
那就是说你必须经过训练。
After Samuel was born,
撒母耳生下来了。
His mother said,
他的母亲就说,
He will keep this child at home.
他要把孩子留在家里。
She is not going to bring the child every year to Shiloh.
他不要每一年都把孩子带到示罗。
And then came back home.
然后又回到家里。
She would rather kept the child in home.
她宁愿把孩子留在家里。
And nurse him until he was weaned.
乳养他，只等到他断了奶。
And then she would take him to the house of God in Shiloh.
然后他就要把孩子带到示罗，带到神的殿里。
And will leave him there.
这就把他留在哪里。
So first of all, you find in the training of this epoch-making vessel.
所以你看，在作为转移时代的器皿的训练里面，头一件事。
It was done at home.
是在家里的。
Now in the old days,
你知道在古时，
you know, a child was weaned much later than modern days.
你知道孩子断奶的岁数是比现在多了。
Because when a child was weaned, he was already a boy.
当孩子断奶的时候，他已经是一个小孩子了。
He is able to be left in the temple.
他可以被留在殿里了。
And during this time in the home.
就在这一段时间在家里。
You know, Hannah not only nursed him.
哈娜不但是乳养他。
But as she was nursing him,
当她乳养他的时候，
he imparted to this little child a sense of God.
他就灌输给这个孩子关于神的事。
A sense of the fear of God.
就是灌输给这个孩子敬畏神的心。
You know, a child,is very limited in his understanding.
你知道一个小孩子他所明白的不多。
And sometimes we think, well, he is just a baby, he is just a child. What does he know?
有的时候我们就说，不过这个孩子他知道有多少呢？
But strangely you find,
但是很稀奇的，
even if a child is so limited in understanding,
你就看见虽然这个小孩子他的认识虽然很有限，
and yet he is born with an intuitive capacity for God.
然而他生下来他里面就有一个本能是能够认识神的。
So you find Hannah being grace.
你就看见哈娜是有恩典的。
He imparts to his child the fear of God.
他就能够灌输给这个孩子敬畏神的心。
That there is a God.
有一位神。
That this God is to be worshipped.
这位神是我们要敬拜的。
You know, his understanding may be very, very little.
你知道孩子他所明白的可能是很少。
But an impression is given to that child.
但是在他里面已经有一个印象。
It is a kind of attitude.
这是在他里面有一个的态度，
not so much of knowledge，
不是知识，
but it's an attitude，
乃是一个态度。
And that inward attitude you find was instilled in this child。
所以你看，这就灌输给这个孩子里面有一个内在的态度。
You remember in the book of Proverbs，
你记得在箴言书，
there is such a word，
有这一句的话。
Train up a child according to the tenor of his way, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it.
我们如果从小就教用耶和华的道路教导孩子，直到他年老，他也不会走歪了路。
Yeah, if you train up a child.
如果你好好训练一个孩子，
according to the tenor of his ways, in other words, according at the very outset of his life,
就是在他从他生命的开始就按住耶和华的道路教导他。
You know, you train a child at the very beginning of his life.
你知道一个孩子从他一出生你就训练他。
And even when he is old, he will never depart from it.
只等到他年纪老迈他也不会走歪了。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
especially fathers and mothers,
特别是父母亲的，
you know you have a responsibility.
你知不知道你有一个的责任？
When God entrusts a soul into your hand,
当神把一个灵魂交托给你，
it is a sacred trust.
这是一个神圣的交托。
And it is for you to train up their child,
乃是要你把这个孩子训练,
according to the discipline, admonition of the Lord.
按着耶和华的管教和督责,
it is for you to impart to them a sense of God.
你需要灌输给孩子关于神的事,
a sense of worshipping God.
关于敬拜神的事。
And if you do that,
你如果这样做的话,
even when he is old, he will not depart from it.
就是他年老了, 他也不会走错。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
I do thank the Lord,
我是在感谢主,
because I was brought up in a Christian home.
因为我是在基督徒的家里长大。
My father loved the Lord,
我的父亲很爱主。
And from our youth,
从我们年少的时候,
how he led us,before God.
他就带我们到主的面前。
Every evening, he will gather the children together.
每天晚上他就把孩子聚集在一起。
He will read the Bible with the word to us.
他就读圣经给我们听。
And he will lead us in prayer.
他就带我们祷告。
Now, even though we do not understand much,
虽然我们不是明白很多,
we do not really know the meaning of the word that was being read.
有的时候我们听了所读的圣经，我们也不太明白。
But an impression is made in my heart.
但是在我的心里已经留下了印象。
I can never forget that.
我永不能够忘记那一个。
There is a sense that we are before God.
我们有一个感觉，我们是活在神面前的。
There is a sense.Of the presence of God.
我们能够感觉到神的同在。
And that remains in my heart.
这一直是留在我的心里的。
Even though I don't understand much.
虽然我当时不明白。
But that impression is made.
但是印象已经留下了。
So here you find Samuel.
所以在这里你看见撒母耳。
When he was weaned.
当他断了奶。
His mother took him to the temple.
他的母亲就把他带到殿里。
And just left him there.
就把他留在那里。
And what did you read?
我们读的是什么呢?
In chapter 1, verse 28.
第一章第二十八节。
And also I have lent him to Jehovah all the days that he lived. He is lent to Jehovah.
第二十八节，所以我将这孩子归与耶和华，使他终身归与耶和华。
And then you notice,
然后我们看见
，and he worshipped Jehovah there.
于是他在那里敬拜耶和华。
You know when you read this verse,
你知道当我们读这一节的圣经
，probably when you come to the end of this verse, you say, and she worshipped Jehovah there.
我们的印象乃是说是哈拿在那里敬拜耶和华。
Because Hannah knew the Lord.
因为哈拿认识主。
And now she gave her son to the Lord.
现在她把她儿子献给神了。
So naturally, she will worship the Lord there.
所以很自然的哈拿就会在那里敬拜神。
But you notice, the Bible said, and he worshipped Jehovah there.
但是我们小心的来看，我们就读到这里是与撒母耳敬拜耶和华。
So the he is Samuel.
所以这里是说到撒母耳。
Samuel is just a boy.
撒母耳不过是个童子。
His understanding is very limited.
他所明白的是非常的有限。
And yet he already knows how to worship God.
然而他已经知道他怎么样来敬拜耶和华。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
do not think.That worship is something beyond us.
不要以为敬拜是我们所不能够达到的。
Now it is true, worship is the highest spiritual experience you can ever have.
不错，敬拜实在是属灵经历最高的一层。
And yet it is also the foundational, the most beginning of your spiritual experience.
但是同时也是我们属灵经历最基本的乃是我们的基础。
So you remember in John chapter 4,
你记得在约翰福音第三章第四节,
our Lord Jesus was talking to a Samaritan woman.
我们的主耶稣和撒玛利亚妇人说话,
and this Samaritan woman was a sinful woman.
这个撒玛利亚的妇人乃是个罪人,
she already had five husbands, and the sixth one actually was not her husband.
但已经有了五个丈夫,第六个也不是她的。
And he was thirsty.
他实在是喝了。
And you remember our Lord talked to her?
你记得主耶稣向他说话?
And offered to her the living water?
又把活水给他。
And as our Lord was talking to her,
当主耶稣和他说话的时候,
she began to realize that our Lord Jesus must be a prophet.
他就知道主耶稣他一定是一位先知。
And so he began to ask a question.
所以他就问了一个的问题。
He said, we Samaritans worship in the Mount of Gerizim.
他说我们撒玛利亚人是在迦南性的山上来敬拜。
And you Jews worship in the temple in Jerusalem.
你们犹太人呢乃是在耶路撒冷的圣殿里面敬拜。
Now, who is right?
那谁是对的呢?
Where should you worship?
我们到那里敬拜呢?
And the Lord said, the time has come.
但是主耶稣说时候将到。
And now it is.
如今就是了。
You do not worship in Mount Gerizim, nor in the temple in Jerusalem.
你不是在加勒信的山上来敬拜，也不是在耶路撒冷的殿里敬拜。
You worship in spirit and in truth.
你乃是用灵和诚实来敬拜。
Do you think our Lord was discussing such a high theological subject with this sinful woman?
是不是主耶稣在这里和这位撒玛利亚妇人谈到非常高超的 宗教的教导呢?
No.
不是的。
Because we are born instinctively with a sense of God.
因为我们生下来，我们就已经有一个本能，是能够认识神的。
We know we are limited.
我们知道我们是有限的。
We need someone who is higher than us.
我们需要有一位是高过我们的。
To worship and to trust.
来敬拜，来敬靠。
It is a human instinct.
这是一个人的本能。
You know, whenever you are in trouble, you call heaven.
你知道当你有难处的时候，你就向天来求了。
It is an instinct within us.
这是在我们里面的本能。
So at the very beginning, that instinct need to be brought up.
所以一开始我们这个本能就需要被带领长大。
Let our children know there is God.
让我们的孩子们知道有一位神。
Let our children know how to worship God.
让我们的孩子知道怎么样来敬拜神。
Worship simply means putting God in His rightful place.
敬拜很简单的来说，就是让神得着他应有的地位。
And we put ourselves in our proper place.
我们就把自己放在我们应该在的地位。
He is God.
他是神。
We are His created.
我们是他所造的。
And we worship Him.
我们敬拜他。
We consider Him as worthy.
我们认为神是配得的。
You know, that attitude should be created among the children.
你知道这个的态度应该从小就放在孩子们的心里。
As a matter of fact, in so-called Sunday school, that is the one basic thing that you need to do.
实在来说，在主日学，这就是我们所需要做的一个非常基本的工作。
It is more than just telling them some stories.
你知道不是告诉他们一些圣经的故事。
It is to impart to them a sense of worship.
乃是要灌输给他们有一个敬拜的心。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
we who are born from above,
我们这些从上面生的,
naturally we cry out to God, Abba Father.
很自然的我们就呼喊说, Abba Fu.
Naturally there will be a worship unto Him.
很自然的我们就向他有敬拜。
And this worshiping spirit needs to be cultivated.
这个敬拜的灵需要被培养。
And so you find that's how Samuel was being brought up.
所以你看见这就是撒母耳是怎么样被抚养的。
As a boy, he worshipped the Lord.
作为一个童子，他已经敬拜耶和华了。
And that's something that should be done in homes.
这是在家里所应该做的。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
you who are parents,
我们做父母的，
you have a great responsibility.
我们有一个很大的责任。
Not only to nurture your children and let them grow physically,
不但要养育他们，叫他们能够长大，
and even educate them and let them have learnings,
甚至让他们受过教育。
But the first lesson you should teach your children is to try to bring within them out a spirit.
但是头一个我们需要教导他们的功课，乃是在他们里面创造一个敬拜神的灵。
And then this child was left in the temple.
这孩子就被留在殿里了。
And the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们
that Samuel, as a boy, he ministered unto the Lord in the presence of Eli.
圣经就告诉我们说，撒母耳在以利的面前侍奉耶和华。
Now you notice, his first training was at home.
你记得他头一个训练是在家里。
Now his continued training is in the house of God.
现在在继续的在神的殿里受训练。
Now to put it into our New Testament term,
用新约的话来说。
It means that we who are born again,
我们这些重生的,
we are now being brought into the church of God.
我们现在被带到神的教会里面。
Every believer belongs to the church.
每一个信徒都是属于教会的。
You know, the church of God is not to be joined by signing a paper.
你知道神的教会不是我们签了一份的申请书就进入的。
If you are born from above,
你如果是从上面生的，
you are in the church of God.
你就是已经在神的教会里的。
God has put us there.
神已经把我们放在那里。
That we may learn how to minister to the Lord.
叫我们能够学习如何来侍奉他。
You know, every believer is a priest.
你知道每一个信徒都是一个的祭司。
That is the will of God.
这是神的心意。
Every believer is to minister to God.
每一个信徒都是要来侍奉耶和华的。
You know, as a boy,
你知道作为一个孩子，
of course, he could do very little.
撒母耳不能做很多的事，
because he didn't understand much.
因为他所明白的不多。
And yet there was something he could do.
然而有一些事他能够做的。
So here you find Samuel while he was in the house of God.
所以你在这里看见撒母耳当他在耶和华的殿里。
He ministered unto the Lord.
他是服侍耶和华的。
And he wore an ephod.
他穿着
衣服的。 That means he is learning to be a priest.
就是说他在做训练做一个祭司。
And what was the work that was assigned to that boy?
那么交给这孩子的工作是什么呢？
He was to open the door of the temple.
他乃是要把殿的门打开的。
That is a work that a boy can do.
这是一个孩子能够做的工作。
But it is a very small thing.
虽然是很小的事。
And yet it is very important.
然而这是非常重要的事。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because if the door of the temple is not open,
如果殿的门没有打开的话，
then people cannot come in and worship.
人就不能够进到殿里敬拜了。
They cannot come in and offer their sacrifices.
他们也不能够进到殿里献祭。
And on the other hand,
另外一方面呢，
to ask a boy to open the door every morning, it's a big task.
叫一个孩子每天早上打开殿门也是一件很大的事。
Because boys like to sleep late.
这孩子他们睡呢都是睡得很晚的。
Now if he should sleep late,
如果他起来的晚，
and the door was not open,
殿门还没有开，
now people cannot come in and pray and sacrifice.
人就不能够进殿来祷告来献祭。
So it is a great responsibility.
所以实在来说也是个很大的责任。
A small thing, but great responsibility.
很小的事但是很大的责任。
And you notice how Samuel was responsible.
你就看见撒母耳他是那样的负责。
You know, for a boy to get up early.
你知道一个小孩子要他早起来。
Actually, the door of the temple was open when the sun began to rise.
你知道殿门打开的时候，就是太阳出来的时候。
Now, how many of you young brothers and sisters are still sleeping?
我要问青少年们，你们起来的时候是不是在那个时候呢？
Yes, Samuel was faithful.
然而撒母耳他是忠心的。
The Bible says, if you're faithful in small things, God will entrust you with great things.
圣经告诉我们说，我们如果在小事上忠心，肯定要把大的事交托给我们。
Do not despise small things.
不要轻看小的事。
Because in these small things, you find great consequences.
因为在小的事上你会看见很重要的成果。
So Samuel in the house of God began to learn responsibility.
所以撒母耳在耶和华的殿里就学习负责任。
Now today, brothers and sisters, after you are saved,
那弟兄姊妹们，你们今天得救了以后，
after you are in the church,
已经在教会里了，
Probably for a long period, you are continuing being fed.
很可能的，你还是有一段的时间在这里受喂养。
And you do nothing.
你没有做什么。
And you demand everything.
你还是要求许多的。
But you are a priest.
但是你是一位祭司。
Every member of the body of Christ must function.
基督身体每一个的肢体都需要发挥功用。
According to your understanding,
按着你所知道的，
you should learn to serve.
你需要学习来服侍。
But in the beginning, you have to serve in a small way.
开始的时候，你的服侍可能是很小的事。
Do not think that if I want to serve,
不要以为说如果我要服侍呢。
I want to be like Peter.
我要好像彼得一样。
When I stood up, 3,000 got saved.
我一站起来呢，3,000人就得救了。
Oh no.
不是的。
You have to begin with small things.
你要在小的事上开始。
Be faithful in small things.
在小的事上忠心。
And then you find Samuel ministered to the Lord in the presence of Eli.
你看见撒母耳乃是在以利的面前侍奉耶和华的。
In other words, he just not serve God whatever he thought was right.
换句话说，他不是随意的以为对的用那个方法来侍奉耶和华。
No, he served God under Eli.
不是的，他乃是在以利的面前来侍奉耶和华。
Now Eli was the judge at that time.
以利那个时候是一位祭司。
He was also a priest.
他也是祭司。
But Eli was old.
但是以利已经年纪老迈了。
The Bible says his eyes began to grow dim. He could not see.
他的眼目昏花，看不分明。
And not only that.
不但如此。
But you know Eli had two sons.
知道以利有两个儿子。
And these two sons were wicked.
这两个儿子都是很坏的。
They also served in the house of God as priests.
他们也是在神的殿里做祭司的。
But they were so wicked.
但是他们是那样的恶劣。
To the extent that people who came to offer sacrifice were so hurt.
这些进殿来献祭的人，他们都受伤了。
Because these two sons.
因为这两个儿子
were very greedy.
他们是非常贪心的。
You know, when people offer sacrifices,
你知道当人来献祭的时候，
especially peace offering,
特别是献平安祭，
the family will enjoy the peace offering.
那家人呢就会享用这个所献的祭。
But some part will be given to the priest.
但是有一部分是给祭司的。
But these two sons of Eli,
但是这两个以利的儿子，
even before they burn the fat,of the sacrifice.
正在煮肉的时候，
that is at the very beginning when they are sacrificing.
就是在献祭的开始的时候，
their servants will come.
他们的仆人就来了，
and will use a fork.
就拿着一个叉子，
and will put the fork into the sacrifice.
就把叉子一插在那个祭物上面，
and take out the best of the meat.
就把最好的肉拿出来了。
So they make the people feel so bad about sacrifice.
所以献祭的人就觉得很不觉得很不妥当。
And Eli knew about it.
以利听见了。
He did talk to his son.
他就跟他的儿子说了。
But the Bible says he honored his sons more than God.
但是圣经告诉我们他帮助他的孩子没有尊神为大。
Maybe he enjoyed the best meat too.
可能他也享用最好的肉。
So you find the spiritual condition of Eli was very, very poor.
所以你看以利属灵的光景是非常的坏。
Once he was used by God.
他曾经是被神所用的。
Once he knew God,
他曾经是认识神的。
And he still continued to love God.
他还是爱神的。
But he was so weak spiritually.
但是他属灵是那这光景那么的软弱。
And yet God put Samuel under Eli.
然而神把撒母耳放在以利之下。
I can serve under you. 我为什么要在你以下服侍呢？不是的 In spite of the condition of Eli,
虽然以利的光景是这样
you find Samuel respected Eli.
你看见撒母耳是尊重以利的
And he served Eli faithfully.
他忠心的来侍奉以利
This old man at night probably often called Samuel.
这个老人可能晚上常常呼唤撒母耳
He wanted Samuel to do something for him.
他要撒母耳为他做一些的事。
You know, at night, of course, the boy wants to sleep.
你知道晚上呢，孩子总是喜欢睡觉。
But you can see how faithful was Samuel to Eli.
但是你看见撒母耳对以利是何等的忠心。
In one night,
一个晚上
，Samuel heard the voice of God.
撒母耳听见耶和华的声音
three times
三次
but he didn't know it was God's voice
他不知道这是神的声音
he thought it was Eli calling him
他以为是以利叫他了
it shows that Eli called him quite often
这就叫我们知道以利实在是常常叫他的
and every time he was called he got up and went to Eli
每一次他听见声音他就起来了就跑到
以利 you call me here am I
就说你呼唤我我在这里
Eli said, "You go and sleep. I didn't call you."
以利说没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。
For second time,
第二次
he came again.
他又来了。
Third time,
第三次
Samuel came again.
撒母耳又来了。
Now, if it is you,
如果是你的话
what will you do?
你会怎么样做呢？
The first time you may get up.
第一次你可能会起来了。
The second time,
第二次呢？
Not so fast.
不太快。
The third time, you don't get up at all.
第三次呢，你根本就不会起来了。
But not Samuel.
但是撒母耳不是这样。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Here you find this boy.
这里你看见有一个孩子。
God has put him under discipline.
神把他放在管教之下。
Under a condition that was not really conducive.
是一个的光景，实在好像不太有利的。
And yet he could respect Eli.
然而他能够尊重以利。
He could faithfully answer his call.
他乃是忠心的听他的呼唤。
That was a training of character.
这是一个我们品格所需要有的训练。
You know, brothers and sisters,
你知道弟兄姊妹们
in order to be used of God,
我们如果要被神所用
our character,has to be cultivated.
我们的品格需要被培养。
It is Christian character.
你知道这是基督徒的品德。
It is the character of our Lord Jesus.
这就是主耶稣的品德。
The character of humility.
这是一个谦卑的品德。
The character of lowliness.
这是一个低下的品德。
You know, such character needs to be worked.Into our lives.
你知道这样的品德需要组织在我们生命里面。
Young people today,
今天的青年人
especially those who are maybe in high school,
特别是在中学的青年人
they thought they knew everything.
他们以为他们什么都知道。
They despise their parents.
他们轻看他们的父母亲。
You, what do you know?
你知道什么
?We have the new technology.
我们今天有新的科技。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
Are you developing a character of humility?
你是不是在培养一个谦卑的品德呢？
Not only that.
不但如此，
Samuel was put in a very bad circumstance.
撒母耳所处的光景是非常的坏的。
He lived in the temple.
他住在殿里。
He lived with Eli.
他与以利同住。
And he lived with the two wicked sons of Eli.
他还是与以利两个坏的儿子同住。
No, you know, it is easy to learn what is bad.
你知道学坏很容易。
It is very hard to learn what is good.
学好就很难了。
That's natural.
这是天然的。
But look at this boy.
但是看看这个孩子。
He was surrounded by this adverse situation.
他所包围他的都是很不好的东西。
And yet he did not learn the bad habits of the two sons of Eli.
然而他没有从以利两个坏儿子学了不好的。
You know, as a boy, he would naturally look at these two sons as models.
当然作为一个孩子很容易他就看这两个以利的儿子作为他的模范。
Yet he did not follow them.
然而他没有跟随他们。
He purposed in his heart.
他在心里定了意。
To keep himself pure for God.
要把自己分别出来为过神。
You remember Daniel?
你记得撒母耳
Daniel?
但以
理。You remember Daniel?
你记得但以理。
When he was in his teens,
当他是少年人的时候，
he was captured into Babylon.
他就被俘虏到巴比伦。
As a hostage,
作为一个俘虏。
He was in a bad environment.
他是在一个很坏的环境里面。
And out of this bad environment as a hostage,
但是在这个坏的环境里面做俘虏。
He was suddenly given such a brilliant future.
很突然的，他面对着一个极光荣的前途。
He was chosen to be one of the young people.
他被拣选了。
To be trained for 3 years.
作为一个人青年人要来受三年的训练。
To learn all the learnings of Babylon.
要学巴比伦所有的学问。
And to stand before the greatest king in the world.
要在那个时候树立在世界最大的王的面前。
And for 3 years, they were to be fed with the king's food and the king's wine.
这三年他们要喝着王的食物和王的酒。
Now, what an unexpected blessing.
这是实在是个意外、意想不到的收获。
But Daniel purposed in his heart.
但是但以理心里定义。
Not to be polluted by the king's wine and the king's food.
不要让王的酒和王的食物玷污了他。
And how God preserved him.
你看神是怎么样保守了他。
And how God gave him wisdom.
神是怎么样给他智慧。
And how God used him mightily.
神怎么样大大的用他。
To be a witness for God.
他做了神的见证人。
To the nation.
在列国的面前。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
you know, sometimes God may put you into a not too good condition.
你知道有的时候神把我们安排在一个环境好像是不太好的。
We were thinking of the church as heaven.
我们就以为教会就好像天堂一样。
Ah, the world is evil.
你知道世界是败坏的。
When you come to the church,You live in heaven.
但是来到教会，我们就好像活在天堂一样。
It is all hallelujah.
都是 hallelujah.
And everything is just glorious.
每一件事都是荣耀的。
What did you find out?
但是你发觉什么呢？
Do you find out the church as heaven?
你是不是发现教会就好像天堂一样呢？
The longer you are in the church, you may feel the church is like a hell.
你在教会越久，你就越觉得教会好像地狱一样。
You find in the church politics.
你就在教会里面有很多的政治。
You find in the church many maneuvering.
你就在教会很多的手段。
You find in the church there was hatred, jealousy, contentions, everything.
你就在发现教会里面有很多的嫉妒、憎恨。
Now, as young people, what will you do?
那作为一个年轻人，你怎么样办呢？
Learn humility.
你要学习谦卑。
Learn to keep yourself pure for God.
你要学习保守自己。
God put you in such an environment.
神把你放在这样的一个环境里面。
With a purpose.
是有一个目的的。
He wants you to learn.
他要你学习。
So that you may be an honorable vessel to God.
叫你能够成为神贵重的器皿。
Thank God for Samuel.
我们为着撒母耳感谢神。
So dear brothers and sisters, young people here.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，今年的弟兄姊妹们。
Do not complain of any situation.
不要为着任何的环境埋怨。
Whether it is adverse or whether it is smooth.
顺境也好，逆境也好。
God put you there to learn.
神放你在那里是要你学习的。
To develop your character.
来培养你的品德。
Be faithful to the Lord.
你需要向着主忠心。
Keep yourself pure for the Lord.
为着主，你要保守自己纯净。
And in due time,
到了时候
，the Lord will exalt you.
神就要把你高举。
But Samuel, at that time, did not know God.
撒母耳在那个时候他还不认识神。
He knew of God.
他知道有神
，You know he has a sense within him。
你这在他里面有那样的感觉。
From his childhood, he knew there is God。
从他的童年开始，他就知道有神。
And he feared God。
他也敬畏神。
Now the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom。
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
But he had not had a personal contact with God yet。
但是他与神中间还没有个人的。清静。
But then the day came.
但是那一天来临了。
One day Samuel was in bed.
有一天撒母耳在床上。
And God came to him.
神来到他那里。
And called him.
神呼唤他。
Samuel.
撒母耳。
Samuel heard.
撒母耳听见了。
He thought it was Eli.
他以为是以利。
So he got up and went to Eli.
所以他就起来跑到以利那里。
And it was done three times.
这样重复了三次。
And finally it dawned upon that old man.
最后这个老人他就明白了
啊 ,it must be God who is calling him.
必定是神在呼唤他。
No, you know, Eli had that experience before.
你知道以利也有过这样的经历。
But he was long forgotten.
但是已经太久了他都忘了。
So it didn't dawn to him until three times.
所以到第三次他才醒悟了。
So he told.
所以他就告诉撒母耳
Well, the old man still have something to help the young people.
你知道这个老人还有一些能够帮助这少年人呢。
So he said, when you hear the voice,
所以他说你再听见声音
you say, hear, Jehovah, your servant, hear it.
你就说耶和华请说仆人静听
And sure enough, the Lord came the fourth.
果然的耶和华就第四次来了
He stood by his bed
他站在撒母耳的旁边
And said Samuel
他说撒母耳啊撒母耳啊
And Samuel said Hear Lord your servant hear it
撒母耳回答说请说仆人静听
That's the beginning of a personal touch with the Lord
这是与神个人的接触的开始
And from that time onward you find how he grew in the Lord
从那个时候开始你就看见他怎么样在主的里面长大
You know during the days of Eli
你知道在以利的时候
The word of God was rare
耶和华的言语稀少
And the vision was almost unknown
很少有默示
In other words, the spiritual condition was so low.
换句话说，他们属灵的光景是那样的下沉。
God was not able to speak to his people.
神不能够向他的子民说话。
God was not able to appear to his people.
神不能够向他的子民显明。
God wants to speak.
直到神愿意说话。
God wants to appear.
神愿意启示。
Because he loves his people.
因为他爱他的子民。
But the condition of the people were such.
但是他的子民的光景是那样。
They shut the mouth of God.
他们就把神的口封闭了
They put God out of the door
他们就把神关在门外了
But thank God
但是感谢神
through Samuel,
借着撒母耳,
God began to appear again.
神就又开始启示了,
God began to speak again.
神又开始说话了,
His words came to Samuel.
他的话临到撒母耳,
and whatever Samuel said, it became true.
撒母耳所说的就变成事实了。
So everybody knew God had raised up a prophet.
所以每一个人都知道神已经兴起先知了。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，You know this is the way that an epoch-making vessel is being made.
你知道这就是神所用的方法来造一个转移时代的镜。
Not because you're born from above.
不因为你单是从上面重生了。
Not because you're called to be a Nazarite.
不是因为你蒙召来做拿细耳人。
But because you're willing.To receive the training.
因为你乃是因为你愿意接受训练
You're willing to allow the character of Christ being built up within you.
你愿意让神的品格在你里面被培养起来
You are faithful.
你乃是忠心的
You have a heart for God.
你向神是有一个心
And you are seeking Him with all your heart.
你乃是全心的来在寻求神
Sooner or later.
是早晚
The Lord will come to you.
神会来到你身。
There will be such a personal contact with the Lord.
你和主会有个人的接触。
You will have first-hand knowledge of God.
你乃是对神有头一手的经历的。
You cannot serve God with second-hand or third-hand knowledge.
你知道我们不能够用第二手或者第三手的知识来侍奉神的。
If you serve God according to tradition,
你如果按照遗传来侍奉神
it's a disservice to God.
这对神来说是一个不动的。
You can only serve God when you know Him personally.
你要服侍神，你不需要个人的认识神。
When He by His Spirit.
当神借着他的灵向你说话
In the Old Testament time
你知道在旧约的时候
The Holy Spirit has not yet come
圣灵还没有来临
So you find God has to appear to them
所以你看见神要向他们显示
He has to speak to them
神要向他们说话
Audible
需要听得见的声音
Physically
是按着好像肉体上的
But today
但是今天呢
The Holy Spirit has come
生命已经来临了
He dwells in each one of us
他住在我们每一个人的里面
And through by the Holy Spirit
借着圣灵
God will speak to your spirit
神能够向你的灵说话
A still small voice
乃是一个微小的声音
Speaking in the innermost of your being
在你的深处说话
Saying this is the way
说这就是道路
Walking in it
你走在其中
This is not the way
这不是对的路
Don't go into it
不要走在这上面
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
You find that you need to have that intimate personal knowledge of the Lord
你发现你需要对神有那样亲密个人的认识
When you read the Bible
当你读圣经的时候
As you are waiting upon Him
当你在他面前等候
As you are meditating upon His word
当你思想他的话
The Holy Spirit will enlighten the word to you
圣灵就要光照这些的话
The Holy Spirit will speak to you through the written word
圣灵就要借着这些的话向你说话
Sometimes it will convict you
有的时候他就要指证你
You have to fall upon your face and repent
你需要俯伏你需要悔改
Sometimes it uplifts you
有的时候就把你提高了
Seeing the marvelous grace of God
叫你能够看见神奇妙的恩典
That you have to praise and worship
叫你在那里必须要赞美要敬拜
You need that personal
你需要从神那里有个人的接触
Do not try to seek for supernatural experience
不要找一些超然的经历
If you are faithful in small things
如果你在小的事上忠心
If you are learning Christ
如果你是在那里学习基督
He will come to you
他要到你身
He will speak to you
他要向你说话
And He will appear to you
他要向你启示
In your spirit
在你的灵里
You can see Say I do see
你就要说我看见了
I do hear
我听见了
I know what he wants
我知道他要什么
I'm willing to do his will
我也愿意遵行他的旨意
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
beginning with small things.
从小的事上开始。
And the Lord would add to you if you are faithful.
如果你忠心的话，神就要加给你。
Until a ministry is being produced.
只等到一份的执事在这里能够被诞生。
And then you will be used by God as an effort making.
然后你就能够被神使用，作为一个转移时代的器皿。
What a glorious work it is!
这是何等荣耀的工作
！That you will be privileged to bring in the king.
你有这样的权利，能够带进君王。
Come quickly, Lord Jesus.
主啊，愿你快来。让我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank thee because thou art coming.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，因为你要再来。
Thou art come with glory.
你来的时候是带着荣耀的。
Thou art to establish thy kingdom upon this earth.
你要在世上建立你的国度。
Lord, thou art looking for people who can bring in the king.
主啊，你现在在寻找一些能够带进君王的人。
Do.Apprehend each one of us here.
主啊，这是我们在这里的每一个人。
That each one will really offer himself or herself to you.
叫每一个人都把他自己献给你。
Willing to be trained by your spirit.
愿意受圣灵的训练。
That you can use to do this work.
叫你能够使用做成这工。
Oh Lord, hear our prayer.
主啊，听我们的祷告。
In the name of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ.
靠着我们主耶稣基督祝福的名。